hearing that was an issue that needed to be under judicial review.
So basically they were saying it was a due process issue, not a state complaint issue.
Correct.
And so the request for a due process hearing was filed, and exhibits had to be prepared. Who organized the exhibits, the exhibit order, and prepared the exhibits and made the photocopies and everything else?
I had substantial support from my parents, but the requesting, gathering witnesses, writing letters to the witnesses, getting subpoenas for some of the witnesses because some of the witnesses were employed by the school district, and organizing the evidence was primarily done by me. However, again,
you drafted the letters requesting subpoenas be issued for your teachers.
Correct.
And now the letters, though, were signed by your mother or by your father, or did you sign some of the letters too?
A lot of them were email correspondence.
Email.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
So through my mother, my mother's email, a lot
okay.
of them.
You use her email address?
Well, she sent them. You know, she looked at them.
But you drafted them for her?
We drafted a lot of them together, but a lot of them I wrote.
But now, when there's a due process hearing and a case gets started, traditionally, it opens with an opening statement,
mm-hmm.
and so who made the opening statement on your behalf?
I did.
You did the opening statement?
Correct.
Well, now, at the end of the hearing, there's traditionally a closing statement. Who did that closing statement on your behalf?
I did the closing statement.
So you did your own opening and closing?
Correct.
Okay, but now the real meat of a case so often is in the examination of witnesses, both the direct exam of your witnesses and the cross-examination of the school's witnesses. Who did the direct examination of your witnesses?
I did.
You did the direct exam? Mm-hmm. Wow, that is something else. Now, cross-examination is really a very difficult process. You have to be very careful when you do cross because you can really hurt yourself. And usually the witnesses on the other side want to give answers to help their case, not your case. So who did the cross-examination of your witness, of the school system's witnesses?
I did that as well.
You did the cross. Did you do any outside reading at all about how to do cross-examination?
I consulted with an attorney.
You talked with an attorney,
mm-hmm.
and that person walked you through some of the pitfalls of cross-examination?
Correct.
And so what do you remember today from that both experience and the lessons you learned before undertaking cross?
I mean, you had to be really careful that the questions you asked weren't going to hurt you in the long run, especially because you don't really have much control over what they're going to respond to. So you had to ask questions in such a way that they were kind of locked into giving you the response that you were looking for.
They called for a clean, short response.
Right.
You don't allow the witness to go off and did you learn about not asking questions that start with why and
mm-hmm.
open-ended questions?
Right.
So you don't ask why. Well, the five W's, who, why, what, when, where, how.
Right.
And explain the five W's plus H plus E. You don't ask those kinds of questions because you'll get a long answer
mm-hmm.
that you don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. That's impressive. So you went to due process, and how did the hearing officer rule?
Hearing officer initially ruled with the school district.
In favor of the school system.
Mm-hmm.
So then it went up on appeal. Who took it up on appeal?
I wrote to the appeal board.
You did. You requested the review,
mm-hmm.
and Pennsylvania is what they call a two-tier state. So in Pennsylvania, the losing party to due process can ask for an appeal that's to a review panel or a review hearing officer.
Mm-hmm.
In other states, the losing party can go straight to federal court. That's a single-tier state. So Pennsylvania at that time, no longer, but at that time, was a two-tiered state, so it went to a review panel.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us what happened then.
The appeal panel looked at the extrinsic evidence, and it was about July when the three of the members of the appeal panel reversed the decision completely and ruled in my favor and actually ordered compensatory education be granted.
Wow, they turned it upside down, totally
mm-hmm.
around. And
mm-hmm.
now in review panels and review hearings, normally there's not any new testimony and new exhibits. Was there any new testimony and new exhibits in your case?
No, the school wrote.
You write briefs. Briefs are written as to
mm-hmm.
why they should uphold or reverse.
But no new evidence was
No submitted. New evidence. So basically, based upon the transcript and the actual exhibits, they went through that and came up with a totally different finding from the hearing officer.
Correct.
Good for you. So after that, then you attended that public school for how much longer?
The decision came in July, so for the next year, I was a senior, I attended with the appropriate accommodations that...
They were ordered by the review panel.
Correct.
Excellent. Very good. And then you went to college.
Then I went to college.
Where did you go to school?
I'm a senior at the College of Worcester in Worcester, Ohio.
So you've been in college for 4 years. What impact now do you find that the OCD